ขอต้อนรับทุกคนเข้าสู่ Cognitive Podcast Welcome to Cognitive Podcast A million story that never been told
สวัสดีครับคุณผู้ฟังทุกคนกลับมาอีกแล้ววันนี้กลับมาเร็วมากๆเลยนะครับหลังจากที่ EP ที่แล้วเนี่ยก็ได้พูดถึงเรื่องของอาร์ตภาคภูมิเนาะได้รู้ถึงชีวิตของน้องเขาเนี่ยบอกต้องบอกตรงว่าทำให้อาร์ตได้เรียนรู้อะไรเยอะเลยแหละแล้วก็วันนี้จะบอกว่าเอพิโซดวันนี้เนี่ยจะเป็นภาษาอังกฤษนะครับซึ่ง เดี๋ยวอาร์ตจะเปลี่ยนเป็นพูดภาษาอังกฤษแล้วจากพูดภาษาไทยนะครับก็เกี่ยวกับเรื่องท็อกซิกแฟนแล้วก็เรื่องของทำไมเราถึงแบบว่าทำไมวงการซีรีส์วายเนี่ยต้องมีแฟนคลับที่แบบ aggressive ขนาดนั้นซึ่ง actually มันมีหมดแหละทุกวงการแต่ว่าเราจะมาเน้นเรื่อง BL กันเนาะเดี๋ยวเราจะพูดภาษาอังกฤษแล้วนะครับ So welcome you guys to Comedy Podcast This is very very interesting topic today that we're gonna discuss My name is Arm and the song sign for name So just call me Arm and I'm gonna be your hostLike, yeah, I think so. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so today, like, you know, in the last 2 years, you've seen lots of BL content. Most of people don't know what is BL. So BL is like boys love, like guys make out with guy, and you know, somehow we call BL. But yeah, and anyway,as you know, BL series have a very, very strong fan base. Like, the fans are really supportive a lot. And sometimes, also the fans can be a very, very toxic as well. So, today's episode, I'm very glad that I have this lady who is the big fans of BL. Since I really don't know. We're gonna go talk to her.And discuss with her about the BL industry, especially BL toxic fans. Welcome, Tammy.
Okay, hi. สวัสดีครับ.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Comedy Podcast. So, thank you for this season. This is the second time that we mentioned about BL. So, yeah. But you know, last time we were talking about kind of positive side but this time we're gonna go deep down and we're gonna talk about the fans which is like yeah you are the fan so why don't you just introduce yourself and then tell the audience or the people who watch on YouTube or the people who listen on Spotify Apple Podcast or everywhere just get to knowThis beautiful lady here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. My name is, for those of you in the audience who don't know me, my name is Tammy. I have been a long time huge fan, supporter, and friend of Am. I love this man dearly with all my heart. He knows that. He's amazing. I got into BL, well, I'm originally from Arizona, but I live in South Korea. I work and live in South Korea. Shortly, I will be moving to Thailand. In about 4 months, I'll be moving to Thailand. I got into BL because my children watched it. And so, and at that time, I was really tired of like Hollywood and all the nonsense that Hollywood was putting out. It's boring. It was just the same old trope over and over again. So I just happened to be at my kid's house one day and I was watching it and I was like, oh, I'm like, what is this? And they explained it and I was like, this is really cool. I'm just going to watch it. So for me, it's a lot of fun. It's really interesting. There's a lot of, I don't want to say, there's a lot of different avenues and what's the word I'm looking for? There's a lot of scenarios that play out in these different types of shows. So it's interesting to see a different culture, hear a different language, and see how people act and see how things happen in a make-believe world in another country. So it's pretty fascinating for me. Why BL is popular? That's a really good question because it's different for every fan around the world. But I think a lot of it, because the majority of the fan base are 15 to 25-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. They're in this fantasy world. They're in that developing fantasy world of what great guys should be. And it's, even though they know these men aren't going to come and see them and be a part of them, it's just a fantasy that they can delve into and follow and have a great time with. How to really explain it? I really can't explain it fully, but that's kind of the best way I know how to explain it.
Like, you know, like one thing that, you know, as a BL creator, as a BL filmmaker, I feel mm-hmm. like all BL content, BL series out there now today, is the same storyline and it's boring as fuck. Like, I was like,
yes, because it, you know, is.
Like really huge big company, like they want me to be their director, and then every time I read the plot and I feel like, oh, this is the same shit, and it's kind of boring. And I, you know, as a filmmaker, making film is one of my therapy, you know. I can express my feeling, release my feeling, which is I believe that filmmakers should feel like that when they create their own art.
Absolutely.
But somehow it's like cliche type of stuff BL that's going on right now. What do you think about that? Do you want the new content, or do you think that we should, like, you know, we should change or something?
I, for one, personally am sick of the student, engineer, doctor, psycho ex-girlfriend, or kind of psycho ex-girlfriend, the rich families, one of them's rich, one of them's not. I'm kind of tired of that old trope. It gets old after a while, and, you know, there have been several over the past 18 months, different BLs that have come out that have been really great content. They haven't been BL per se. The BL story has been secondary. It's been an actual plot. So for that, I really enjoy watching that with something with more substance than just engineers and boys fighting and black and white, you know, white shirts and black pants. It's like, oh, let's do something different. Let's have a little flair or color or flavor or spice or something added to the mix.
Like, let's do something more creative. Like, ding. Till the World Ends, for example.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Guys, I'm going to have a series called Till the World Ends. This is like commercial break. Okay, whatever. I feel like, you know, that the point that they made BL really cliche. And, you know, a lot of BL series out there that's made from the book, from the novel. And it's very, very surprised me that those writer are women. Is that tell you something?
Well, I think from a romantic perspective, some women, let's be honest, some women are more romantic than some men. I'm not going to say all men, but some women are romantic more often or have more romantic thoughts than some men do. So a woman has a tendency to write from her heart and what she wants to experience in a romance that she's not getting or hasn't gotten or sees someone else has gotten that. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is women want to put that on the stage or on the screen, how or what they want to see romantically come out of a relationship. So they create these books, and some of them are really good. Some of them, well, maybe not so much, but that's okay. And then a lot of books are changed from the actual content when they're put on the screen. But again, that's okay, because you can't use everything. So I think that's just what it is. I think that women lean more toward being a little more romantic than some men. And that's where the majority of it comes from.
Yeah. And, you know, like, this is only my opinion. So, okay, I forgot to warn you guys. This is just only two of us opinions. So
yes,
we need to learn how to respect. You know, you can criticize me as much as you want with reason, you know. Don't be like an asshole, unreasonable person. Just, yeah, criticize me. I getting criticized every single day, every hours. And I get used to it, but you know, sometimes it's kind of hurt my feeling when you guys just talk shit about me and create the whole story that isn't true, you know. It's like really weird. Okay, let's go back to like where is what I'm talking about. Like before that, I forgot.
Oh, we were talking about oh shoot. That's
I'm
funny.
Sorry.
Oh, we were talking about okay. Oh, we were talking about the women were the writers.
Right. I feel like, you know, if some country they gain more okay, this is the politic stuff. If some country is more conservative,
yes, exactly.
Yeah. So those countries will see BL as a fantasy because those countries, there are lots of angry men, and they want to see really sweet guys. So that's why they see BL, especially when Trump in the US got to be a president in the USA, and somehow got lots of BL fans from USA. Yeah, I feel like somehow they want to see a sweet boy or sweet guy, not a guy who grabbed a woman by pussy. I'm sorry to use that word, but what do you think about that? And you know, like I was looking on like top 10 ranking country that watch BL the most. It's like, you know, Philippines, Indonesia. And surprisingly, some country that controlled by some religions, they not even allow same-sex marriage together.
Right.
They not even allow boy to in love to each other. But how come BL content is become such a popular content over there? What do you think?
I think part of that's an escapism. It's because it can't, you know, in some countries you can be killed for it, and some religions will kill you for it. So I think some of it is just, part of it is, it's just escapism. You need, for like alcoholics, they escape into alcohol. Sorry, but you know, just as an example, people have to have something positive or something good or something happy to look forward to. So when they view BL series, sure, some of it's drama, but 99% of the time it ends up in a great situation where the two actors or whomever it is that are together, the characters are together. So I think that's what it is. I think it's just a safe place for people to escape for a short time from the realities of what they're living. And it helps to just keep the peace within themselves and maybe deal with the reality that they're living in at the moment. And it, so long as they have that context, then that just gives them that momentary happiness. Even if it's just for a short few minutes, it gives them that happiness that they're looking for, just to escape and to not have to deal with the realities of politics or war or, you know, religion or what have you.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny things that, you know, there is one country which is I cannot name because the fans are very aggressive. They don't even allow beautiful boy on the television. They ban the beautiful boys. If the boys have a beautiful face, they're not gonna allow that. But there are like millions of BL fans in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you support BL. You support, like, you love to see two men kissing, two men getting love, two men in love to each other on the television on your phone, but you're just so silent about the same-sex marriage or equal right, you know? Mm-hmm. Like what's wrong with their mind?
A lot of it is, depending on, and again, we're not going to name names, but depending on what country you live in and how the government's ran, you know, if it's leans more towards like a one type person controlling situation, then, you know, they're not going to allow anything that A, gives people pleasure, and in their eyes, it's viewed morally wrong. Especially if they're a religious country, it's viewed morally wrong. Well, who determines morality? You know, who are you as a government to determine someone's morality? You can't, you shouldn't, but people do, and governments do. So whether it's, you know, the US or another country, the US is very open about lots of things, which is, you know, that's one good thing about being an American citizen. I do have a lot more freedoms than most people do as far as some things go. Do I agree with every country being, you know, so just tight-knit and not allowing it? No, but I can't change it. So people just have to work around that. But I'm not really sure, other than the governmental control, why, or the religious control, why it's not allowed, even though they know that people are watching it and they, you know, they threaten them. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your take?
I feel like they are very ignorance, that what we call. Yeah, they're very,
they
just live in fantasy. And okay, I'm gonna call them as a toxic fans. So let's jump on about the toxic fans.
Okay,
I have to admit that every type of genre, they have a toxic fan. Toxic fan is everywhere, but it's not most of it, you know? It's just like maybe just 10% or 20% who just want to hate someone and then and then just hate, you know? And I'm such an easy target because
yes,
I'm the one who I like speak out about lots of things. I speak my mind. I controversial. I do know, but yeah. So I got a lot of toxic fans come harass me, which is every time when I'm talking about the BL industry in the whole industry, not specific actor. Because and then some fans just believe that I'm talking about their idol or something like that. So where are they from, the toxic fans?
They're from everywhere, you know. There's all kinds of toxic fans all over the world, and there's different types and different levels of toxic fans. You know, you can be I'm a fan, but I live in reality. I absolutely 100% live in reality. I know that this is a job, this is their profession, this is what they do for a living. It's not who they are. These actors and actresses who are in these series and shows, this is their job. So we as fans need to remember that. The toxic fans get into this fantasy, unwound, I guess, but this fantasy world that they're going to meet their idol, that man, woman, whoever it is going to fall in love with them, and they're going to change them and make them marry them, and they're worshiping a false god and a false idol. And it is 100% okay to have a crush on your idol, but just keep it at that.
Please do it, because I have a crush on every male actor that I watch. I'm not gonna fantasize that I'm gonna marry him. No, I just like him. Yeah,
I have a huge crush on Gulf Kanawat. I love that child. He is amazing. But it's his whole thing. He's an amazing actor. He's a good human. He's a nice person. He's a polite young man. He's just a sweet person. So for me, it's his whole thing. He's a great actor. He is an accomplished actor. And he's only been in the market, you know, the acting market for what, about two-ish, three-ish years? Yeah. But the child has proved that he can act his face off, and he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I totally have a crush on him, but it's because of who he is and what he represents and how he represents himself. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the fact that he played a specific character in a specific series, or he sang a specific song at a specific concert. It just has to do with him as a human being and an actor.
Yeah, like me too. I love Tae Twan. He is I was praise him because of what because what I see on his Twitter, on his acting skill. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go deep down like his personality, his personal life, because I feel like that is not Tae Twan that I know. From the Twitter or on television or something, because I believe that every human being, we all have dark side. We all have very, very ugly side, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
agreed.
Yeah. So the toxic fans as you mentioned, they have like many, many levels of the toxic fan. And then can you give me an example, like the toxic fan, like the situation?
Like some toxic fans, and you know, again, this is around the world, and this is just from what I've noticed. Some toxic fans are just, they absolutely 100% are convinced that they're gonna meet their idol, they're gonna marry that person. Or that person's, you know, they're going to meet them and they're going to fall in instantaneously, take one look and fall in love with their fan and go, oh, I've been waiting for you my whole life. That's not reality. That's borders on delusional, because, okay, again, have a crush on your fan or on your idol, but don't cross that line from reality into delusion, you know? Fangirl, sure, be a fangirl, be a fanboy all you want. But again, you have to remember that these are human beings. They have feelings. They have private lives.
They hurt.
And I don't care who you are as a fan. You have no right to get into any actor's private life. And I've said this before. You have no right to get into that private life unless they invite you personally. Just because they're a public figure and they have a social media account, that is garnered and generated by their production houses and their managers. That's not who they are in real life. Or that's only part of who they are in real life. Just because they put their lives out there doesn't mean you as a fan are entitled or anything else to dig deep into their lives. That's not for you to do. Just take it for what it is at this level. Be happy with them, support them, love them, and be great with them. But you have no business delving into anything deeper than what's on the surface. That's not your business. That's not for you to get into their private life or anything else that's beyond what's on the screen. Anything off screen is off limits.
Yeah. You know, I heard, like, I read some Twitter or I heard some fans, BL fans said, like, so you decided to become a BL actor. You need to accept the fact that there's going to be no privacy, right? Like, and I was like, and lots of people agree with that. And I was like, I disagree. It's just not right. Everyone deserves to have a private life.
Absolutely. Somehow.
You know, like,
absolutely.
And some fans get so upset when the BL actor got a new ship or got a new couple, you know, like,
yeah,
and they just got upset and they just talk shit about those actors. And the fact is, they don't know anything behind the scene. They don't even know like who they are. They don't even know who is your actor behave off the camera. And you know, I am the filmmaker. I was always live with most of the time with the actor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not like in the series at all, because in the series I told them to act like this, to say like this. Okay, you have to say softly, you have to say louder, you have to act like this, you have to kiss like this. That's from me, from my creativity. Mm-hmm. And somehow I'm happy that the fans believe that. I'm very happy that the fans are very into my series. But they forget something, is that it's an acting.
It's a story that's come out of your imagination.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're just like, you know, very believe it and and talk shit about if that actor have girlfriend or whatever, you know, like they're not gonna accept that.
Mm-hmm. But again, okay, and so since we're talking about toxic fans, they need to back off on the power. You know, toxic fans have way too much power, and the actor themselves has no control over that either. But if the actor, you know, if the actor could make a statement and say, hey, I appreciate the fact that you support me and I love the fact that you have my back, but we need to keep it at a friendly, polite level. Let's not go after anybody. Let's not go after other fandoms. Let's not go after other actors. Let's just keep it friendly. This is a story. I'm glad you're my fan. I'm glad you support me. I'm glad you appreciate me. I appreciate you in return. But let's keep it up here where it's nice, it's clean. We stay on the above side of legal, because some of these fans cross the line and they get into legal trouble because they say things like, oh, you're plagiarizing. When you put that out there, then the person you're saying that against now has the legal right to come after you for libel and slander because you've put that out there. So they don't realize what they're doing and what they're saying because they're so stuck in this toxic world that when someone comes after them legally, then they're like, oh, what's going on? We need to, and the production house, the same thing. We need to keep this at a very familiar, nice, friendly level. And remember that this is a story out of your imagination or another production house's imagination. It's just a story. It's not real.
Yeah. And I just want to mention about, you know, like it's happening to one BL actor. Like, I don't want to say the name, but yeah, one BL actor got banned from the fans of another actors because they used to be a couple. And then when they break up, somehow this actor become a really bad person. Like they assume that he is a bad person. So they keep banning him for 3 years. And every time he going to cast for the new series, those fans are calling the production house and threatening them, like, do not select him. Or even like if he get into some series, they're gonna say like those fans, not fan, those hater, toxic fans, they're gonna call to the press that do not release the news about this series because of that actor in that. Mm-hmm. And they keep doing that for 3 or 4 years. And I was like, I just don't get it. Like those fans don't even know what exactly the truth. And they just believe everything that they create in their mind and then hate on person for very, very long time. And that's ugly. And
yes,
it disgusts me. I feel like, oh, I need to protect that actor. no matter mm-hmm. what, you know, because
I agree.
I feel like he done, okay, he made mistake, but everybody made mistake, you know?
Absolutely.
Like Janet Jackson in the Super Bowl or Justin Timberlake, you know, Britney Spears or the
everybody.
Hollywood thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we just like, okay, you did mistake and you're moving forward, but why those fans are still upset? And your idol is like right
well,
now, it's become a huge success, you know? Mm-hmm. But you just hate on another actor.
Yeah, they're hating on another actor. And the thing is, they don't know the story. There's always three sides. There's yours, mine, and the truth. And it's between those two people what the real story is. So of course it may or may not come out, but the fans are going to take this much information that they think is the truth, and they're going to create this lie that's about this big and run with it because they think they know, and they don't know, because there's only two people who know, the two people that were in that situation. So how can these fans have that kind of power and have the nerve and the audacity and the gall to call anybody and say, if you do this, well, we're going to do A, B, and C, or we're going to, you know, how do they even have that wherewithal and that power to do that? They're a bunch of little girls for the most part. So how do they have that? How do they have that power? And where are their parents who are not controlling their little girls causing this trouble? You know,
yeah.
Where are they?
You know, like, I totally agree. If you hate some actor, it's fine, it's normal, because I also don't like Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay, you don't have
to. Yeah, but that's okay. But I'm not gonna go, like, harass her or, like, ban her or just, she will do her things and I am not gonna care, you know? And of course, if
exactly.
I saw her on like Twitter, like some movie trailer, I'm gonna be like, ew, I'm not gonna watch it. You know, like that's it. That's all I'm gonna do. But
exactly.
Yeah, some kind is just crossed the line, and somehow those fans are blame fan service. Okay, I want to mention about fan service as well, because like there are huge debates about. The fan service is too much, or the fans is just too fantasize.
That is a double-edged sword, and that in itself is the toxic situation. The production houses do this A for money, that's obvious. The biggest reason is the money. But okay, I agree with okay, have your actors go out and do a fan meet. Sure, do several, but they need to go out as the actors of the series, not go out as Fred and George of, you know, whatever series, you know. But
yeah,
unfortunately, a lot of these kids are contractually obligated by their production houses to act a certain way in public, and fan service is part of that. Now, we know that not every actor gets along. Not everybody likes each other. Not everybody is comfortable doing fan service.
I need to say that some couple, I hate each other so much. I have to say that.
Yeah.
You know that fans, come on, you can see on the stage.
Yeah, it's obvious. And so forcing these kids or forcing these actors to do these things, A, makes them uncomfortable, makes them just cranky, and you're just perpetuating the toxicity. And it's all in the name of making the production house richer. So, you know, that there's something in and itself wrong and toxic just right there at that level. Because if this is all about money and they don't give two hoots about or give two shits or whatever about the actor's feelings, then they're going to keep doing this to every actor. So the actors are going to have to put their foot down and say, okay, if we do it to this level, okay, sure, we'll go have, say, 6 fan meets across 6 months or whatever time. And then, you know, have it structured so okay, you want to sign autographs? Fine. You want to take pictures? Fine. You want to give them gifts? Fine. But don't make them be their characters in public. That's just creating more issues, more toxic fans, more delusional fans. And again, you're setting these people up for legal issues. Because then, oh, your fan base is blah, blah, blah. Your fan base said this. Your fan base said this. And then it just builds and builds and builds. And then pretty soon you have libel, slander, plagiarism, whatever, lawsuits clogging up because you said or you implied or you intended, when all of it was could have been avoided to start with.
Right. And you
just
know,
my two cents.
Yeah, I just want to mention to you guys out there who listen to me and hate me so much, I never said I against fan service. Let's start with that. Because like people tell, like they said, it's against fan service, but how can he do such a fan service on his new upcoming series? Mm-hmm. I haven't planned the marketing plan yet. Nope. So if my actor want to fall in love to each other, why you blame me? You know, and fan service will become bad if first the manager forced them to do. I think that
exactly.
is the toxic. I disagree with that. And the second, they are like discrimination people, mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. do the fan service because they want to be famous very fast. It's not wrong, okay, if you want to become famous very fast, but don't, if you might hate gay, mm-hmm. don't take a role as a gay person or BL actor, because mm-hmm. it's gonna mm-hmm. suffocating you, and it's gonna suffocating everywhere. And then at mm-hmm. the end, you blame the fans that, mm-hmm. oh, the fans are very toxic. They just harass me or blah, blah, blah. But you just the one who don't even want to be in the BL series, but you have to because you wanna be famous really fast. So yeah, I think the fan service, as long as not force actor to do, I think it's fine. And I think the fans need to separate between reality and the series. You know,
yes.
there are really
yes.
different worlds. Like,
yes.
nobody gonna be that perfect. Let's be real.
Right.
No one perfect, yeah. So
they're just playing a character, and people need to understand that. This is a story. This is a story written out of your imagination, my imagination, whoever wrote the story. It's an imaginative story. Yes, there's real characters because we use real names, but this does not happen in real life. It doesn't, you know, okay, I'm glad you support everybody. I'm glad that you're a fan. I'm glad you're this. But again, don't cross that line in from I'm a fan to I'm a fangirl, to I'm a toxic fangirl, to I'm a delusional toxic fangirl, or I'm a delusional toxic fanboy, because that's where it goes. You know, and I can tell you in the United States, it's happened a few times where fans have been toxic and delusional, and they've actually killed the celebrity.
Yeah, from Christina something.
I can't think her name. Her last name escapes me at the moment. But the guy went in and he, oh, I love you, this. And then he shot her and killed her. And I'm just like, that's where all of this will eventually lead. And, you know, it's happened quite a bit in the United States. I can recall maybe like 6 or 8 celebrities just off the top of my head who this has happened to. Another young lady years ago was at home. And someone knocked on the door, and she opened up her door, and the guy just went, "Are you such and such?" And she said, "Yes." And he goes, "Bang!" and shot her and killed her right then. And we're like,
"That's why we need gun control in the U.S."
Of course, that's a whole nother option or a whole nother situation. But yes, But so they don't realize that the deeper they get into this delusional world that they live in, the more their psyches and their mental health is being challenged. And you've got to be careful about your mental health. I don't care who you are and where you live in the world. You've got to be careful with that. So if you step into that toxic delusional world, then you're kind of compromising your own mental health. And you also in turn are going to eventually compromise the actors themselves, because you're going to cause such grief as a toxic fan. They're just going to turn around and hide and go away because they don't want that pressure. And most of these actors, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but most of these actors, A, don't want to be touched. They don't want this much, you know, they don't want exactly this much attention, and they don't want, right, they certainly don't want toxic delusional attention. And, you know, none of them are going to marry any of the fans. They have no interest in the fans. And to be perfectly blunt and honest, they honestly really don't even know you exist individually. They know you as a fan base. They don't know you individually, nor will they. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're right. Yeah, but yeah, some of actors lay very close to the fans, but it's not the whole fandom, you know,
exactly.
It's just like some. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so those fans are like, need to calm down a little bit and separate, yes, between, okay, this is a series, this is a fan serve, this is a fan service. Someone already knows that what they did is a fan service, but they believe it anyway. But not just believe it, they hated another couple as well. And yeah, I think we need to like learn to respect. If you hate someone, go ahead, just hate it as much as you want, but
yes,
get it inside, you know.
Yeah.
You can criticize them, but just be reasonable, not just being right, like, you know, I got really ugly comment every single day. It's like, you are ugly, you know, that's why you are single. We said you don't know anything.
They don't know anything. Knowing you as I do, they don't know jack shit, yeah, about you and your life and your creative side and who you are intimately as a person. Like, I know you. You've shared many things with me. And you're an amazing human being, and I've told you this a million times. I 100% love you unconditionally because of the person you are. You're a kind heart, a kind soul. You're an amazing, creative human being. And that's who you are first and foremost. So those people who say those things about you don't know anything about you. They're just running off nonsense that someone else spewed. And it just garbage collects on top of garbage. And pretty soon you have this heap of garbage that is really stinky, and they don't know anything. They're just going based off an assumption or some nonsense garbage that someone else said. They don't bother to check the facts themselves. They just believe what someone else said. They don't know you like I know you.
One day my story will expose. And I cannot, yes, imagine that day they're gonna be like,
oh,
you are the big bitches in like the whole world. But
I know.
But like, you know, anyway. Yeah, I admit that I'm the bitch one, but I'm nice and I speak the truth. And
that's it. That's what it is you not, speak the truth.
Yeah, I'm not like bullshit around. I just try to keep it real and be myself. You know, like Twitter, Instagram, all those social media platforms, if the platform that I need to express my thought, my feeling, and stuff like that. And some fans are like, you are a director, you need to be a role model, you need to be and like good example for the fan, you know.
And you are.
And I was like, I'm a human too. Sometimes I criticize politics, sometimes I criticize something. And
yeah,
why are you so upset? You can criticize me. Go ahead. I love that. But if you don't know any shit, if you don't know the truth, just better shut up.
Zip it. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, we've talked about this before too. A lot of it's based on jealousy. A lot of it is based on insecurity. A lot of it is based on...
They are fans. They are my fans. I assume them they are fans because they know every post that I post on Twitter. And they just screen capture and then curse me in Facebook group, in live group or whatever. Yeah.
Well, and you know, when you throw it back in their camp and say, you know, it's time for you to prove what you're saying, they can't because there's nothing for them to prove. And they know that they're just a bunch of blowhards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's put up or shut up time. And it's put up time. And I think you have a lot of people running scared because you're changing the face of the industry. And the fan bases are going to have to change with the times in order to continue. If they don't, then they're going to burn themselves right out and there aren't going to be any fan bases because then it won't be allowed. So, you know, everybody has to change and evolve regardless of the situation. And the BL industry is doing just that. It's evolving and changing. And the toxic fans or whatever fans, whoever, don't really want to change with those times. But you have to in order to evolve and be become a better fandom or a better actor or a better human being or a better whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, the fact is I kind of understand the toxic fans because mm-hmm. I used to be the toxic fan because, you know, I'm a Britney Spears fan, so mm-hmm. This is a job for Britney Spears fans. I need to hate Christina Aguilera when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm very toxic on that time because I really want to protect Britney. But when I see her realness, when she represents her real life about, like, you know, things that she been through hell, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's just human, just like us, just like everybody else. And Christina Aguilera too. And looking back now, I feel so stupid. And you guys, in 10 years, you will look at yourself, you know, very stupid. Yes. Person like me. Yeah.
Because we all, you know, we all do that. We all have that situation where, whether it's a real life relationship or a situation like this, we all look back and go, oh, I really shouldn't have done that. But you're so stuck in the moment and you're so stuck on an ideal that you don't look past all that. You get, you know, tunnel vision and blinded. So we've all done that. We've all done it over the course of our lifetimes. But, you know, that's what helps us evolve and become better, great human beings is that. And I'm hoping that, you know, the more fan toxicity and the whole delusional aspect of it and the whole thing of it is exposed, then maybe people will start to think, oh, well, maybe I should take a look at myself. And the biggest thing that I see here is we're forgetting one very, very, very important factor is that, especially for the BL actors, they are human beings with feelings and they deserved the respect just like anyone else. And to put these guys up on a pedestal and put them way up here and we expect all of this out of them, we as a fan base have no right to expect anything like that out of them other than a great performance on their job. And even then we don't even have the right to expect that. So the fans need to realize they need to A, respect the actor. They need to back off and let them be a human being with feelings and let them just live their life and let them just breathe. Back off and let these boys breathe. It's that simple.
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe that the fans need to come down and respect the human being and learning that if you love BL, I would love you to support same-sex marriage and equal right
mm-hmm.
too. Mm-hmm. That what I wish the most. Yeah.
Well, just think if they took that toxic, if they took all of that toxicity and channeled it into, let's affect a change. Let's get same-sex marriage in countries okay, or at least same-sex partnerships legally recognized. Let's turn this whole toxic situation into something positive. Make a change. Make it to where, you know, people can be together. Same-sex marriage, same-sex whatever, partnerships. It took the U.S. a long time to come around to that. You know, my children, it took them forever to be able to get married. But they've now been married 8 years, and I'm the happiest mom ever because I gained a son, another son. And so I will support that till hell won't have it. So if you're going to take that toxicity, let's flip it around to something positive and affect a positive change in the community that we all want to be a part of. Then let's flip it and just make a great day out of it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
my
good
opinion.
Yeah, that's my own opinion too. So mm-hmm. I would like to ask you, so I mm-hmm. want you to be honest, and yeah, you always be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, me as a BL creator, the weird thing that I don't watch BL, like, to be honest, like, at all. mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why, it's just something that is not, because they feel like, they make me feel like I need to watch BL. Uh-huh. Because I don't believe in BL. I have a hard time when people call my series as a BL, but just call it what you want. But mm-hmm. oh, that is my series.
Oh, there you go. That's a series you can. Good one.
So, yeah. So just call it what you want. And mm-hmm. but I don't call my series as a BL mm-hmm. because it's just a story about people. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah. So great. I wanna ask you. Tell me 3 BL. That you hate or you dislike, you just like, you cannot deal with it the most. And I'm gonna okay. see the trailer, I'm gonna react.
Okay. So number 3, I'm gonna go from 3 to 2 to 1. So number 3 is My Bromance 5 years later. That was terrible. It was awful.
Okay.
And
It was poorly written.
Yeah, it's just poorly written.
His brother died already. Why did create the 5 years later? Gosh.
Because the brother didn't really die.
Okay,
he didn't
so
really
you
die.
So they fooled us for like the whole time.
Yeah, and it's poorly written. Most of it, there was very little dialogue. Where there was one scene where the two main actors were sitting in a coffee cafe, whatever.
Okay. I just want to tell you guys, this is spoiler alert. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, they were sitting in a cafe and you can see they're talking, but there's music playing over it. You don't actually hear what they're saying. There's music playing over it. What is the point of that? These kids haven't been near each other for 5 years. They thought, you know, the one thought the other one was dead. And then you're not going to actually explain what happened. You're going to play music. It was it was just terribly written.
Okay, I'm going to watch the trailer. I'm so scared. I'm so scared that I'm going to like turn myself in trouble because, you know, okay.
สวัสดีครับผมก๊อฟกันติทัศน์อัศวเมธานนท์เรื่องของผมมันเหลือเชื่อหน่อยแต่มัน
yeah it's fucking unbelievable how he like go back from the dead you know
เป็นเรื่องจริงแหละ
yeah
ผมยังไม่ตายและผมกำลังจะกลับไปหาแบงค์น้อง
and where have he been then
His parents, their parents, because like they're actually stepbrothers, and so you know that they're stepbrothers. So their parents knew that they were in love, and so they sent the older boy. He did have some type of accident, and then they told the other younger boy that he had died, and sent him off to college somewhere like in England or Europe or somewhere, America, somewhere. So he was gone all this time, and everybody knew the two parents knew he was alive, and some other people knew he was alive, but the boys, the character Bank, didn't know he was alive. So, and then he came back, he graduated, came back, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, here I am.
And no, what's the point?
Exactly, what is the point?
This is overreact. Sorry, I mean overacting. Yeah.
Just a tad.
I'm a cop, you know.
Golf? Why name golf? Jesus. Okay, whatever.
Golf and Bank, yep.
Ew! Bank. Ew, Bank. That name is really scary. Okay, keep watching.
ครูแป้งครูแป้งอ่ะบอกว่ารู้จักแบงค์มานานแล้วนะครูทั้งสองอ่ะรีบพาแบงค์อ่ะมารู้จักครูแป้งจ้า
พี่รู้ไหมว่าแบงค์คิดถึงพี่ทุกวันน่ะแบงค์มีชีวิตที่ดีขึ้นแบงค์ใช้ชีวิตอยู่กับพ่อพี่ก็จงหยุดพักหลับตรงนี้ที่มีฉันคอยรู้ใจหากเหนื่อยนานหลับร่มตรงนี้ที่ตรงนี้รอเธอเธอไม่ใช่คนแรกที่เคยฝันร้ายเธอไม่ใช่คนแรกที่เคย
And this actor is not famous. Like, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, well known. And why they have like, they're supposed to be like, you know, the name and then Oscar nominee or whatever. But like, what's the point to show the name? How many do they have?
Exactly.
That's too many actors.
It's a terrible. And again, people, this is just my opinion. It was really poorly written. In my opinion, they didn't make it up. No, but that's just my opinion. Don't crucify me.
Okay. Normal trailer, it should be 2 minutes, not over 3 minutes, but this is 3 minutes, 15 seconds. It's like a presentation now. So based on the trailer, trash. Sorry.
I agree. Trash. Trash. Okay. So number two, the second one was one called Hometown Embrace. And it's a very poor secondary
hometown's
embrace embrace. It was one? Done up it was done I think in Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, Huaiyin, somewhere up in the northern part of Thailand.
Oh, they opening with drone, with the bird eye view shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this like adventure movie or something?
No, it's actually a very sad version of another population.
He was born in the Isan. He had to know the other people. He had to know the other people. Remember that, my son. Yes,
ma'am.
You know the what color, series I'm talking about?
The color grading is overlap, like over.
ยาวแล้วนะครับถ้าผมอยู่ที่นี่ได้นานหรือเปล่าแต่ผมจะพยายามทำทุกวันที่อยู่ที่นี่ให้ดีที่สุดครับผมว่ายังมีเด็กมากมายที่ยังขาดโอกาสผมอยากให้พวกเขามีความรู้และก้าวทันโลกภายนอกมากกว่านี้ครับ
This conversation, this dialogue is doesn't exist in real life.
Mm-mm.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, Mm-mm. come on, are you going to present, you present some stuff to your teacher or something?
แต่ถามพ่อพ่อก็อยากให้ลูกเป็นนักการเมืองไงเพราะว่าบ้านเมืองเขาจะเลื่อนหรือจะเลื่อนก็ขึ้นอยู่กับการบริหารของนักการเมืองฐานะการเมืองมุมมีคุณธรรมจริยธรรม
Ew I hate that part
Now this character Okay so that character his parents were actually shot in the head in front of him
What?
Because his father wasThis guy's a politician, and he was him and the wife were gonna, his parents were gonna try and change the world, and so they were murdered literally right in front of him.
มันก็ยากที่ชาวบ้านตาดำๆ
I'm like, and the point of this is what?
โอ้ยแม่นสิอยากกลับขึ้นมาเฮ็ดหยังบ้านนอกคือสิตายนี่กลับมาก็สิได้เฮ็ดหยังอีกอย่างนึงน่ะพ
อ See you based on his face, this color lookToo much. The color gradient.
แม่ก็ตายหมดแล้วท่านสิมาอยู่กับไ
ผยังหน่อยบ้านเกิดของเฮามันก็มีความทรงจำดีๆมากมายเลยเด้เวลาท่านกลับมาท่านรู้สึกมีความสุขกับเธอเด้แต่สิท่านไปแซ่ล่ะ
It's boring. It's 1 minute 20 seconds.
It was boring. It's
extremely boring. Come on, man.
อ้อมกอดบ้านเกิดแห่งนี้ที่พาเรามาพบเจอ
ท่านนั่งใจไว้ว่านี
่ Ah! They're talking about... Okay, I cannot say it because it's against the law, but stupid.
เรียนจบแล้วเสียวข้อมูลที่เรียนมาสามารถพัฒนาบ้านเฮาครับสิ่งเดียวที่เสียในชีวิตของท่านรู้สึกนี่ก็
What's the point?
ตอนนี้ตอนนี้คือการในกรรมแบบแทนเป็นอินเกอร์นี่
แ
หละ
That is really bad acting. Very, very bad acting.
Ding.
ดังเกิดการพูดส่วนพวกนั้นเอง
แต่ที่
ปล่อยมันจะสร้างความเดือดร้อนมาเรื่องของเดือดร้อน
Oh my god.
ถ้าผมเป็นเฮ้าอ่ะแล้วสิเป็นไผ่วะถ้าผมมีคนลุกขึ้นสู้พวกเขากับสิตกอยู่แต่อำนาจพวกคนซัวตลอดไป
ใช่ครับเรามาทำเพื่อบ้านเมืองที่เรารักกันนะครับ
เข้าสู่อบกอดบ้านเกิดของเขาเอาไว
้คือสิตก Oh my god like the adventure walking
ด้วยชีวิตเขายอม
Easy dude it's terrible I'm telling you it's terrible
What the fuck What
exactly
What the fuck
What the fuck
What
the fuck
What the fuck
มาเด้อพวกพี่น้องของเฮาให้กลับมาเจ้าสิไปอยู่ไสก็ให้เจ้ากลับมากลับดาวขึ้นบ้านเกิดมาเถิดให้กลับมากลับมาอยู่นํากันคือวันที่ผ่านมากลับขึ้นสู่อ้อมกอดบ้านเกิดเถิดกลับมากลับมาพักใจอยู่บ้านเฮากลับบ้านเถิดนะ
Like they had not even wet. Okay, they take a shower.
Yeah. They in this scene they were seeing Isan.
Isan.
They kicked them.
So that's what in the northeast part of the country.
Yeah. That's garbage.
It is garbage. It was totally 100% garbage. It was a ripoff of another popular story, and you know which one I'm talking about, correct?
No.
But I can't really say it. I'm not going to say names. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you
okay.
later.
Okay, the last one.
Okay, the last one is called The Effect.
The effect,
EFFECT. Effect, sorry.
This one actually was traumatizing for me. It's only three shows, but you talk about toxic, scary, delusional. This is like the epitome of toxic delusional. So the premise is these two characters, this one character falls in love with this boy and he's like, I really don't want anything to do with you. I really don't want anything to do with you. I really I don't want anything. Anyway. So then what he does is he goes over to this boy's house and rapes him and beats the pulp out of him, puts him in the hospital. And again, here comes some spoilers. Puts him in the hospital and the kid is just like terrified. And so, and he was supposed to be like the guy that did this to him was like the, what do they call that? The prince of the school or the king of the school or what do you call it? The ambassador of the school?
Yeah, let me watch the trailer.
Yeah, you'll, yeah.
ผมชื่อชินผมมีคำถามคุณเคย
Oh, he is the actor who's come to casting for my series that I never gonna make it, which is
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
ใครจะอยากยกให้เขาเป็นไอดอลไหม
พี่คะขอให้ลูกหน่อยได้ไหมคะ
ได
้นอกจากชื่อเก่งเรียนเก่งอย่างอื่นเก่งก็ไม่หวะ
เราเก่งนะ
เชี่ยใช่ครับพี่เขาชื่อเก่งเขาคือไอดอลของผมเด็กผู้ชายธรรมดาอย่างผม
โอเค that is still the same shit he say about like okay I secretly in love with my
yes,
senior or whatever
ก็ได้แต่แอบมองพี่เขาอยู่ห่าง
ๆ I didn't realize where it was going to go until I saw it and then I was just like
รีบอะไรขนาดไหนคุณ
ขอโทษครับรอนานไหมครับพี่เก่ง
นานนี
่ Oh that's the same university I shot to Moon Two
แต่ช่วงนั้นเนี่ยตัวก็เหม็น
I recognize the steps
Yeah
ไม่เห็นจะเหม็นเลย
ไม่เหม็นเหรอได้ลองดมดูดิเหม็นปะล่ะดมดูดิเหม็นปะล่ะยังหยิบไม่ครบอีกเหรออ
ืมที่จริงอยากได้ทั้งหอสมุดเลยนะเนี่ยYou want to be shocked to watch the actual episode where he does this.
ไอ้ชิมันเป็นแฟนพี่เก่งแล้ววะ
ฮะผมมองนอนก่อนก็ได้นะเดี๋ยวพี่ปลุก
ฮะ What's special for this shot? Why they like took so long to change the shot?
Exactly.
นายเชื่อที่ทุกคนพูดถึงชินไหม
โรบอท
สวยเนาะสวยมากสวยสุด
Why all these characters such a bitches?
It's this is like you have to watch all three episodes because this is like the actual epitome of toxic everything we've been talking about.
ชินโกรธพี่เหรอ
เปล่าไม่ได้โกรธ
ชินพูดทำไม
พี่ทำอะไรผมอ่ะ
ชินนะ
พี
่ Seriously do not tell do not tell me like he ended up together at the end
Oh I'm not going to tell you the ending justabout killed me but they actually showed him raping him and it was just it was hard to watch even is, for me it was extremely hard to watch
is he called the cop okay
well eventually his parents they get it all worked
like
out the, and the guy
like he raped it on the hallway like what
in his house in his house the kid went to his house and then this kid went to the other kid's house and raped him and he somebody his friend came and found him and took him to the hospital. Or anyway, somebody came and took him to the hospital, and then
my God.
Do you want me to tell you the ending? What happens?
Yes, please.
Okay. So advance time goes by. So this character here, the character that raped him, they get him out of there. They go to the police or whoever, and they get him out of there. So then a year or so goes by, or 2 years goes by, or whatever. And they come back to where these kids are, the three of them are graduating. And so it's graduation day. And so they're walking, and he's like, the two kids are like, the two other boys ended up together. So they're like, we're going to go eat food. And then he's like, you want to go? And we're like, no. He's like, I'm going to go home. So then he stops at the street, and he looks up, and he gets right across the street. And the guy that raped him is standing across the street, and he looks at him, and the sheer panic on his face. Then the next thing you know, he starts walking. You hear, and they both walk into traffic and get killed by a car.
Seriously?
Watch it. Seriously, I'm not joking. But that rape scene was so toxic and so traumatic, it actually gave me nightmares for about a couple of weeks. I was like, oh no. I can't believe they actually filmed that and actually showed it.
Who invests this? Come on. Like, have you read the prop before you give money to people?
Well, originally it was 10 episodes, and because it got such, I don't want to say hate, but it got such negative reviews and such negative comments and reactions, they left it at the third one. They stopped it at the third one because they're like, people were just like, this is too much. It's way too much. And the big thing people complained about was the fact that they actually showed this rape scene. And it was traumatic. So I can't even imagine how the two actors felt having to do this and make it look real.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Okay, to be fair, I just cannot handle those series. I will tell you my series that less favorite. Okay, to be clear with this, I love all my artworks. I love it, every single one. But yeah, of course, I have like if I be able to go back, I should done better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I gonna give you three names.
Okay.
So can you guess?
Let me see. Two Moons? No. Two Moons 2.
Two Moons 2, one of them, and then
I'm gonna say Present Perfect.
Present Perfect 2. Okay, the last one.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
I'll say call it what you want.
Okay. Call it what you want. Number for the third, the number three, that least favorite is Call It What You Want Season 1.
Pegged it.
Because I feel like Call It What You Want Season 1 is just too love story. It just not get into the point until the last episode. And the green skin is horrible, like terrible. Like, how can you approve that arm? Where is your brain? You know, but anyway, I criticize my work, but I love Call You What You Want. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just something that I love it a lot. And it's too much truth in that. It's very like, I cannot say it, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. I know. If I be able to go back,
yes,
to
fix there was a lot of truth.
I will go back to fix it. So the second one is Present Perfect, the first part, Present Perfect 1. Because I think that time I really, really, that is my first feature film and I love the most, but I have no experiences
on that time, like no single experience. I never made him. And it's just like somehow it's lucky that the story give people love it, you know, make people love it.
But it was phenomenal. Know,
but, yeah. But for me it's like, you know, if I go back, I could have done better. Because, you know, if you watch Present Perfect, there are like lots of only one angle. because yes. I don't have time to make it, so that's why it's just like that. So my number one would be my number one is Two Moons Two.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like I love Two Moons Two. It was like very, very, I'm happy with the actors or the boys. I love them so much. But those people up there, the worst, like I wish I couldn't go back and make Two Moons Two, but I will feel bad if I didn't make it, because if I didn't make it, yeah. I'm not be able to meet Ben, you know, like those are my friends and Earth. And yeah. And the atmosphere is really lots of discrimination, let me say that.
Yes.
Yeah, because they are like really manly, you know, like, and I hate it when they just, how can you kiss the guy? He asked my actor like this, someone in the cruise. And I was like, do not ask like that ever. I don't want to hear anything about like, how come you kiss the guy? It's disgusting or it's, yeah, just shut up. Because I can hear everything, you know. I am the one who have the headphone all the time. Yes. And, you know, all the actor, they have like a wireless microphone. And when the actor go anywhere, I heard it. When the actor go to take shit in the toilet, I also hear what they did.
Yeah.
And and sometimes they were like, why am I such a bitch today? Why he's so upset? I also heard it. But, you know, I don't really care because people just, but in Two Moons Two, it's just exciting, you know, and it's lots of, I don't want to say it, but it's lots of negative mindset and unhealthy.
Yes.
That I feel like it shouldn't be. And I feel bad for the boys, for all my actor that they deserve season three. And I was like, I also have a hard time calling Two Moons Two. That is just Two Moons, but I'm version because I recreate since the beginning. So
yes.
Yeah. So I just don't like it. But I'm glad that I did it.
Me too. Yeah. Cause I actually, to be honest, I loved it.
I love it too. It's such a beautiful, it's like a dream, you know? I feel like I was in the dream when I make it because it's something just really fantasy. But yes. I try to make the most realistic as much as I can, you know?
Yeah.
But like Two Moons, the first one, I was like, I'm sorry guys, but I just cannot. Than the first part, the first season. Okay,
and
so
I have to agree. To be honest, the first Two Moons was from my perspective. And again, people, this is my opinion. Crucify me if you want. I don't care. But it was poorly written. It was poorly executed, and it was obvious that some of the actors were not comfortable. So when your actors are not comfortable and they don't feel good or they don't feel comfortable, you're not going to get or have amazing work from them because they're uncomfortable, but just my opinion.
I want to say it out loud to all men that like homophobic and stuff like that, do not come to play as a BL actor.
Dang.
You know?
Dang.
Do not show you are nasty, ugly, stupid, attitude in front of me. I can't handle any shit, you know. It's just too disgusting. But anyway, okay, so we talk a lot about things. So I hope you guys don't get mad. It's just my opinion. It's just have me opinion. So yeah, we respect your opinion. If you love it, that's fine. I'm not gonna like, you know, I'm not gonna upset. If you hate my series, I'm not gonna upset. It's okay. But live with peaceful. Please. That's the thing. Please. Okay, so the last thing that do you have any message to tell all the toxic fans out there? But you know, like they mostly don't know that they are toxic. But yeah, just say it to them.
Well, okay. No holds barred. All right. All right. I'm talking to you, the toxic fan, and you know who you are. You need to stop. You need to live in reality. You need to stop being delusional. You need to understand this is a job. This is not who they are. These are human beings who are actors. This is their job. Stop fantasizing about you're going to marry them. You're going to be with them. And most of all, stop with the negativity with other actors and directors and everyone else. You have the right to your opinion. You do not have the right to tear people down. You don't have the right to come after people. You don't have the right to stop another production because your feelings are hurt because your ship has sailed. Get a clue, get a grip, grow the fuck up, princess. Act like an adult and get your head out of your ass. If you want to be a fan, be a fan. I have no problem with that. Love your idol. That's great. But stop being toxic. Stop being delusional. You're causing more problems than you are not. So stop. And if it doesn't stop, you're going to end up in legal trouble. And you don't have that kind of money, or you don't have that kind of patience or time to spend on legal trouble. So I'm just saying, just please learn the difference between reality and fantasy. Live in reality. No one says you can't have a crush. No one says that you can't love your idol. There are several actors on the world that I absolutely adore, and I would do a lot. You know, I watch their TV shows, I watch their whatever, but I buy some of their products and programs and things, but I'm not chasing after them, telling people that they can't, because I'm not a delusional toxic fan. I live in reality. I always will. Now, as for if you want to come after him, fine, you come after him, but you now have me to deal with. So please watch your effing mouths, because I have a lot of people behind me who support him as well. And if you want to bring it, bring it. I dare you. But you just remember that you deal with him, you deal with me. And I am one fierce bitch of a mama, and you can ask him because he's now my baby. So fuck with him, you fuck with me. That's all I'm gonna say. Have a nice day.
Thank you. That was so very cool. So yeah, it's so okay if you know, for my message to the toxic fans,
yes,
it's so okay that you don't like someone.
Yes,
not everyone have a good taste, by the way. And I don't give anyone a reason to hate me. They create their own drama of jealousy, and that's pathetic. Sorry, but I have to tell the truth. And another funny thing, that you don't like me, why you keep watching me?
Thing.
That's like, doesn't make any sense. You're just hateful. Your mind is just hateful, you know, like, you know, if I have your life, I will be jealous of me too, you know, because I'm fabulous.
Yes, you are, on so many levels.
So yeah, I'm glad that YouTube put off the dislike button. Because I'm sure lots of people would have disliked this one. But anyway.
I love it.
Thank you for listening for Comedy Podcast. It was so much fun today. And thank you, Cammy, to be one of the guests. Like, yeah. So I wish people not get upset from this. We just be honest. And the great thing to live where you can be honest, that the privilege too. So be honest. Do not harass people and be nice. Okay? So thank you for
remember, this is strictly our opinions.
Yeah, this is our opinion. So thank you. If you watch on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell to get notification. Or you can, like, you know, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. You know, you're gonna hear my voice everywhere that they have podcasts. So thank you again, Tammy. And thank you guys too listening to us. I'll see you next episode. And what we will gonna talk about, just wait and see. And okay, one more thing. Support to the World Ends is very cool series. So yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, guys. I love you guys. Bye.
Anrakta, I love you.
Thank you for listening, Comedy Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe and ring the bell to get notification. ขอบคุณที่รับฟังนะครับอย่าลืมกด subscribe แล้วก็อย่าลืมกดกระดิ่งแจ้งเตือนด้วยนะครับขอบคุณครับ